sometimes you got plans and they just have to be changed. The song service this morning has gone right through me. And what I want to say to you this morning is this, church. We've had some tough times. Turn me up a little bit, guys. Everybody in this room has had pain. Everybody in this room has had suffering. We've battled sickness. We've battled injuries. We've lost people that we've loved. And it's been a tough season. And then we try to escape and we turn on the television and we see strife and discord and violence. We see people who are so callous about the lives and property of others and just trample their neighbor. We come to church and sometimes we hear lofty words that speak to the glory of God and speak to the fact that He loves us and He cares for us, and we look around at our circumstances and we say, really? Really? It doesn't seem like He does. Because if He really did care, would I be having the pain in my soul that I'm having today? And the answer to that question is a resounding yes, He does care. And the pain we carry in our soul is part of the process of the refiner's fire in our lives. Mm-hmm. Jesus went through things that are common to all of mankind. It says so in Scripture, right? It says that He had the same kind of emotions and the same kind of pain and suffering. One of the reasons he lived as a human being for 33 years was that so He could empathize with us. Not looking down from on high and looking down at a creation and thinking that, well, gee, it must be tough to be human. He walked in our shoes for a lifetime. He knew what it was to lose someone. Remember Him weeping when Lazarus passed? Even though He knew that He was bringing him back, Jesus wept. He cares. He loves you where you are. And all of these songs that we shared this morning had a theme of celebrating the name and the person of Jesus and talking about everything that He did for us to redeem us from our doom as sinful beings, to loving and caring for us, to desiring that we be saved, delivered, and healed, which is first and foremost a spiritual truth and secondarily a physical truth. But I don't think that often enough we get in our quiet place with Him and let that really sink in. Because if we let it really sink in, we wouldn't be so harsh and callous. We wouldn't bottle our emotions up. We would let the truth of the gospel of Christ really touch us on the inside. We would weep more, not because of our pain and our sorrow and our loss, but because of the great blessing of what He did for us. I don't think we're giving Him what He deserves. I know I'm not. I doubt that you are either. You see, we've got to get to the place where He is at the center of everything, where the awareness of what He did for me and what He did for you is the center of our being. This has always been a priority, but I have this sense in my spirit that it's even more important right now than it ever has been. For each of us, it is. I mentioned it last week. We're all closer to the end of our walk on this earth than we were even a day ago. And time's a-wasting. We're not being all that we can be in our relationship with Him. We're not giving Him the praise and the honor and the glory and the thanksgiving and the honor that He deserves as individuals. And we sure can't do it as a group unless we're doing it as individuals. We're not letting the reality of what He did for us touch us at the depth that it needs to touch us. If there is any point in our lives that we can forget about Him and what He did, we're shortchanging Him. And when we shortchange Him, we're shortchanging ourselves. We got to change our priorities, church. Every one of us. We've got to change our priorities. He's got to be first. And everything we think and do and say has got to be filtered through the truth of what He did for us and what He wants to do for other people. And can't because we won't help Him. Listen. I don't know if that trumpet's sounding today or tomorrow or 50 years from now. I don't know if my number's up today or tomorrow or 30 years from now. And you don't either. We need to redeem the time. And it has to happen inside us before we have the ability and the understanding and the empathy to reach out to other people. It's got to change us first. We're so busy today. We got so many things to do. We got so many other options. Are we putting Him first where He belongs? Because if we were, it would change our priority list on everything else we do. And we would spend a whole lot more time thinking about what it means to be a follower of Christ and how important it is that we help other people become one. How important it is that we give our everything for the one who gave everything for us. And I think that pretty much says it. So what I'm going to ask you to do this morning is to look inside of yourself. Yes, we have pain. Yes, we've suffered loss. Yes, we have a million and one things to do. But what's important? What is the most important single thing you could do in this moment? And that most important single thing you could do in this moment is to dig down deep and say, Jesus, I've shortchanged You. And I repent of that. And I choose to love You more dearly, to follow You more nearly, to see You more clearly. I've gone to song again. Where are you, church? Where are you? Each one of you individually. He gave his life blood. And pain and suffering before that point for you. Didn't have to do it. He chose to do it. You don't have to follow him. But will you choose to follow him? Will you in this moment turn a page and say, you know what, enough's enough. I've been doing it my way. Let's try it your way. Enough's enough. I've said all the right things, but maybe it hasn't come from the deepest part of inside of me. Just maybe I can do better. Just maybe I can follow you better. Just maybe I can crave your presence more deeply. Use me, God. Hineni, here am I. Send me. But before you send me, Lord, touch my lips with a coal from your altar to purify me. Because I'm far from what I should be. I'm far from what I could be in you. But I can be better because of what you did for me. If I can just let you out of this place I've got you locked up on the inside of me, then what we can do together, I can't imagine. I'm going to lead us in prayer. If you feel so moved, the altars are open. Or you can do what you need to do right there in your seat. But if anything that has been said in this house today, from the words of these songs to the words that have come from my mouth in this few moments, do something. Either thank God for where you're at, or confess that you're not where you should be, and ask Him to lead you to that point that He wants you to be at. Ask Him to touch and lead, guide, and direct every step and every thought and every word. There's an urgency in my spirit. This isn't something I planned to do. This isn't something I thought was important. This is something that has come upon me this morning. That means it's a right now message. So right now is the time to respond to it. I'm going to lead us in a group prayer. As I said, if you feel the need, the altars are open, or pray right there where you are. But for God's sake, do something this morning. Father God, we thank you for the wonderful work that Jesus chose to do for us. We thank you, God, for his willingness to sacrifice himself, his pain and his suffering, in his very lifeblood, and that short, brief period of time when he was separated from you. From eternity past to eternity future, there was that brief moment that Jesus allowed himself to be separated from communion with the Father and the Spirit. How traumatic that must have been. We thank you for it. Father, let us feel deep in our soul, deep in our spirit. Let us just get a taste of what it really means. Father, give us the strength and the will and the wisdom to lay down ourselves and follow you. The hour's pressing. I don't know how I know that, but I know that. The time is right for us to quit playing games, quit playing church, quit saying the right things and doing the wrong things, quit sitting on our hands and doing nothing, to quit being so worried about our own comfort that we don't reach out to those who need it, to doing the right things for the wrong reasons. We lay all that down. And Father, we just crave to know and hear and follow the voice of your Spirit as you lead us every step of the way. Yes. Touch us, Lord. Let a fresh wind of your Holy Spirit blow into this house and go from breast to breast to breast as we sit here together today. Let a fresh anointing come. Let a fresh touch come. Let a fresh wind of the Spirit blow. Father, cue the latter rain to bring in the harvest inside us and as we reach out of us with your strength and power and wisdom. Be with us, Lord. And Lord, if there be any in this house that do not know you as their Savior, I pray, God, that conviction would flow upon them right now so desperately that they would run to the altar of prayer. I pray, God, that you would strike each of us with that awareness of the presence of the Spirit of God so that we would be motivated to know that you are always there. You're there in the joy and you're there in the pain. You're there in the celebration and you're there in the sorrow. You're there in the dark and you're there in the light because you bear within yourself the light that chases away the darkness. And Father, we crave your presence. We crave your power, not for our honor and glory, but that we might live and do and say that which you would have us to do. I thank you, Lord, for the obedience of Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the perfect blood that was shed to pay for my sin and the sin of the world. I thank you, God, for the glorious resurrection that brought about victory over death, hell, and the grave. And I thank you, God, for the infilling of the Holy Spirit that empowers believers to live as you would have us to live, to minister as you would have us to minister, and to be the very presence of God in the midst of every circumstance that we walk in. I thank you, Father. Help us not waste what you have so freely given. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Shane?
Yes.
Let's close the service by doing the last two psalms again. And rather than pass the plates, guys, a couple of you get them, just take them to the back door and drop your offering in on the way out of this house this morning. I don't want to interrupt the flow by taking an offering right now. Shane?
Is the life you gave to me.
give you my life, for it's all I have to give, because you gave your life for me. I stand here for you at this altar. So many have given you more. I may not have much I can offer. But what I have is truly yours. This is my offering, dear Lord. This is my offering to you, God. I will give you my life, for it's all I had to give, because you gave your life for me.
Pause. Hearing the voice of the Lord saying this, I weep for my church. I weep because of the failure of potential. They do not know what they're missing. My church needs to arise. My church needs to stand forth in power. My church needs to step forward in compassion and care. They think they're there, but they've only touched the surface. They do not know. They do not know what I feel, the compassion and love that I feel for every one of them and every one of those who do not yet know me. Oh, church, don't miss it. Oh, church, don't fail. Draw near. Draw near. And you'll know what it is you've been missing. Thank you, God, for those words. I pray that we take them to heart. Shane.
This is my offering. This is my offering, dear Lord. This is my offering to you, God. Because you gave your life for me. This is my offering to you, God. For I would give you my life, for it's all I have to give. Because you gave your life for me.
above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lay behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and you thought of me.
Yes, you did, Lord.
Above all, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of us.